When you talk about the development regulatory world, you're dealing with normally three different unique areas. One is land use regulation, which Brenda was discussing earlier today. It's zoning as we classically know it. It flows from Chapter 211 of the Local Government Code. Then we look at land design regulation. That's what I will be concentrating on today. It does not per se deal with use. It deals with how land development is designed in conformance with state law. That is generally governed by Chapter 212 and Chapter 232 of the Texas Local Government Code, one for cities, one for counties. The final element of the development regulatory world are construction standards, building codes, or construction requirements. Those are generally presented under Chapter 214. I only raise that at the beginning because it's very important that you understand, although they are co-located in the local government code as it currently exists, that is a gift of the codifiers, not of the Texas legislature. They have different review bases, different grants of authority, different standards for implementation, and you cannot assume that they are fungible in any manner. Now, I'll be talking about land design regulations. We got into this business to address two specific issues that were emerging during the good government years of Woodrow Wilson, when the federal government was trying to assist states and local entities with better management of growth and development. We had two problems. The first was land conveyance descriptions.